BBC Radio Leicester, and it's 12 minutes past 9. Bring you the headlines in a bit. Song to make you smile as well before half past. Now, did you know, there's a fair chance you do, that it's Children's Mental Health Awareness Week this week. Mental health problems affect about 1 in 10 children around the UK to one extent or another. And one group in Rutland is hoping to provide available support to every school child in the whole of the county. It's a 3-year programme. It's a lot to achieve. Jeff Thompson is the chair of Resilient Rutland and joins us now. Jeff, morning.
Good morning, Ben.
Before we do anything else, let's talk about what resilience is.
Okay. Right, if we think about our well-being, our mental attitude, yeah, think about that as a vertical scale. Some days we really feel well, and other days things get us down. So resilience is the ability to bounce back on that scale. So if you think of it like a trampoline, it enables you to jump back up the scale and feel better about yourself. So over our lives, we build up the ability to become more resilient. When you and I were at school, we probably weren't exposed to the sort of things that children are today. And as we experience difficulties in our lives, we've learned ways of coping with that. And so we slowly build up experience. A bit like the immune system. You build your immune system up by being exposed to a series of troubles. And your resilience is your ability then to recover your well-being.
Look, it's interesting, isn't it? The discussion about mental health, which is so much more out in the open, even in the last, two or three years, is terrific, isn't it? And look, the simple situation is that we all, every single one of us, everybody listening to this programme, has had bad periods of mental health. That might be because you're bereaved or grieving or because whatever, lose a job or have a disappointment. It's a bit like, and that can be ranging, and correct me if I'm wrong, ranging from, the physical equivalent of having a bit of a sniffle to having a chronic or a long-term, lifelong, life-limiting disease. It's everything in between, isn't it? That's
absolutely
the
right
point.
Yeah, that's absolutely normal. We can expect that in life. But if it deteriorates and it stays down, then it starts to become a mental health problem.
And this is about ensuring that those children have that spring back ability, for want of a
exactly.
hideous
yes,
phrase.
But that's why we use the word resilience, although it's a difficult word. But you're absolutely right.
So that you can have a piece of bad news or something that rocks you, but that you can get back from it.
Yes, correct.
So the idea of this project is to A, measure that, and B, what?
Well, we're doing a number of things. So one, as you say, measure that. We're working with a company called Cork, who use a measurement system from the Anna Freud Institute. Mm. And we're actually putting that in place this month, getting permission from parents across all the secondary schools in Rutland, and then surveying the young people. We're starting year 7 and year 9. And we're measuring where we start, because it's important to know where we start. We've got a 3-year programme. We want to see an improvement over time. So let's see where we are now. And then every year, we'll be measuring what their resilience is in those years. So that's the first slug of the project, for first element of the project. Second is to put in place initially in secondary schools, and then we'll be rolling out programs to the primaries, initially to put in place a resilience program in schools. Now, I have to be bespoke. Each secondary school, and we're talking about all the independents and all of the state schools, putting in place a program that works for them, that takes into account that many schools have done a lot of work already in this area, and what we want to do is take them all forwards to a more sustainable program that they can keep in place for a number of years, even after this project's finished.
Is there a risk of over intervention?
In what way?
I suppose that the concern would be that it would be, it's a bit like over-medicating people. Do you know what I mean? If they've got a slight sniffle, what do? Do you fire them off with antibiotics and stuff? The answer would be no. Is there a risk that somebody that's feeling a bit down can be over-diagnosed?
There's a possibility. I mean, some people do say if you start to raise awareness of a condition, people will come forward with that condition and the numbers will increase. Now, that might be because they've been unwilling to come forward before, may have had the issue, or it may be that actually they want to be classified as such because maybe they want the attention. Could be all sorts of motivations, so there may be some impact on that, but we shouldn't let that stop us helping all the children in Rutland achieve better mental health and better well-being.
And frankly, just to talk about it.
Absolutely, yes, give them that opportunity.
I mean, it's a pretty shocking statistic, isn't it? 1 in 10 children has a mental health issue that is significant.
It is, yes. And I can't tell you whether those statistics are accurate. We don't have our own data on this, but we will have over the time through the programme.
So what's prompted you to do this in Rutland?
Well, it was driven mainly by the young people in Rutland saying to us, saying to the county council initially that there was a problem, that they felt that something needed to be done about it. And one of the issues is the stigma associated with mental health. And that triggered a lot of discussions over the last few years. And we included all of the secondary schools in that dialogue. And that resulted in us feeling the need for this programme. And when we started to talk to the National Lottery about this, one of the first things they said was, it's recognised, don't spend any time trying to justify to us why we should do something in this area.
Really?
We already know it's an issue. Really? Well, this is recognised by nationally, by the NHS, by Anne Longfield, the Children's Commissioner, that something needs to be done. But we are aware in Rutland that we're often, being a small county, at the end of rollout programmes. And whilst a great deal is being done by lots of agencies around the country, it may be a number of years before we find those answers for us locally. So we felt the need to take action now.
That's a wonderfully proactive.
Have been fabulous.
Well, I was going to say, it's a wonderfully proactive approach to it, isn't it? Look, okay, if we're not going to get this for 10 years or whatever it might be, well, let's just crack on and do it ourselves.
One of the problems these young people came up with was the stigma that's associated with mental health. You know, if I say I've got a physical health problem to you now, you could be sympathetic. If I say I've got a mental health problem, you might take a step back. And it's unfortunate that both those things have a different interpretation. We just got that in our language.
Do you? I mean, maybe I'm being over optimistic, but do you not detect though that stigma is lessening, or is that just me being very naive?
I hope it is. It's hard to tell, isn't it? We feel that it should be, but I think just the words mental health, you know, things like insurance companies, if you say you've got a mental health problem, probably look at whether your premiums ought to be amended. They see it as a negative thing. The fact that you're dealing with it ought to be seen in a very, very positive way. But I think we have a way to go yet. I'm sure you're right that it has improved, but I think there's a long way to go.
From a very low base. Of course, a huge improvement still doesn't make it anywhere, you know, near where it needs to be.
No. When we get to the point where I tell you I've got a mental health problem and you judge me the same way as a physical health, nothing personal, but you know, when anybody does that, then I think we'll have got there.
Listen, what a terrific project. Will you keep in touch with us?
We will, absolutely. We'd like to keep you updated.
And the proactive nature of it, and as you say, the lottery people are, I like the fact that they said just crack on with it.
They're amazing. They've been incredibly supportive, not just providing the funding, but also giving us contacts in other parts of the country doing similar projects and providing just that moral support to enable us to get there with something that is very complex.
As we know, great things happen in Rutland. So, Jeff, thanks so much for coming in and joining us, and keep in touch with us.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.